City of Superior monthly update. This month we're going to be discussing street repairs and how the City of Superior's road network is laid out. A little bit of a history about the community. The City of Superior laid out its original road network prior to the 1900s. In fact, the earliest network map that we have of the city dates from 1909. It's also when the sanitary sewer system was first installed. Originally, streets in town were no more than dirt and gravel paths, and over the last century, they have become what they are now. Most roads in town are now either concrete, asphalt, or armor coating. Unfortunately, we still have about 9 remaining blocks of gravel, and we're working very hard to eliminate those. The streets are roughly laid out in a bit of a hierarchy. We have more important streets in town than others. Those serve as the primary commuter routes. Examples of those include 8th Street, west of Bloom, Central Street from Railroad to 12th, and the truck route. These are the major roads in town, and they see the most traffic, and they connect different portions of the community together. Secondary streets include North Park and most of Kansas Street, and the purpose of them is to convey most road traffic to your primary streets. Finally, you have local roads, which represent most of the streets in town, and they're a typical street that you'd see in a residential neighborhood. So repairs to the City of Superior street network usually start a year prior. They start in the fall. That process begins when the roads foreman and myself drive around and look at every single road in town. We make a list of the ones that need to be improved, monitored, or repaired in the upcoming years, and then we forward that list over to the city engineer, who calculates all the assumed costs for repairing them and ranks them based on purpose and functionality. That being said, if there is a street in dire need of repair, regardless of the time of year, regardless of the conditions, it can jump the entire line and be fixed on its merits alone. Finally, in the early winter, the City Council holds a public hearing where we go through the proposed list of repairs and improvements in the following year, take input from the general public, and formally decide on which roads are going to be fixed in that upcoming year with our highway allocation money. Funding for city street repairs comes from a variety of different sources. Those include the state funding through the gas tax, property tax, and then also transfers from the city utilities departments and grants. The city also actively goes after state funding and additional funding sources to help facilitate larger projects. An example of this was when we replaced the 8th Street Bridge many years ago. Examples of road improvements we have for this upcoming year include the intersection of 4th and Commercial. This is the road immediately adjacent to the post office. Part of the intersection of 2nd Street and Central Street, and 15th Street from Dakota to Commercial. In addition to various streets in town that are scheduled for a new layer of armor coating, additional repairs will be made to the streets as the need arises. And we are currently actively repairing the potholes that were created this last winter in the freeze-thaw cycles. Lastly, special projects occasionally come up that are either driven by a public consensus or by a new development of sorts. An example of that includes the proposed improvements to Montana Street brought about by the new Montana Meadows 2 subdivision, which is funded through TIF and is not impacting the regular street budget. Also, if more than 50% of property owners in any one block were to petition for a repair to be made, the city can create a paving district, which allows for these improvements to be funded through a tax assessment over a long-term period. If any member of the public has any questions about their road in particular, or wants to know more about the city street network, repairs, or the funding process, please feel free to contact the city office whenever you are available. Thank you.